Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about Cleo's movie review. And we're talking about one of the most kick-butt movies out there now, recently released. It is called Gunpowder Milkshake. Have you seen it? Okay, you need to see it. Gunpowder Milkshake was released, I believe, July 15th. We got around to seeing it. And it's directed by Navolt Papachado and written by Navolt Papachado and Ethold Lavsky. I'm talking about amazing cast. The cast is Karen Gillian, Joanne Bobbin, Freyan Allen, Lena Headley. Hello. Angela Bassett, Michelle Yeoh, Carla Gung-no, I'm telling you, excuse me if I'm pronouncing her last name wrong, I don't know why I can't get it out. It was so good. It kind of reminds you of the old school Quentin Tarantino movies, but then it has a flair of a little something different. But it is so good. The art direction was Anna Butcher, Wolfgang Metchen, Stephen Smith. Production design was David Schoonerman. Of course, casting was amazing. Cinematography by Michael Sesterson. You are amazing, Michael Sesterson. The makeup department, y'all are bad mama jammas. Okay, that's all I can say. It's a lot in the makeup department. Julia Bowman, Sylvia Grave, Victoria Holt, Julianne Hubner, Ragna Jornitz, Asia King, Romney Meyer, Hike Merker, DeAndre Michael, Francisca Munden, Isabella New, Lisa Marie Regal, Valiska Shittum, and Frederick Scheer, and Jorn Seifert. I'm telling you, that this was one of the best movies I've seen when it came to action since Kill Bill, okay? And this is not a Quentin Tarantino movie. So I'm a action girl. I do love a lot of action films, even though I got a thing for romance and all that stuff. I am definitely A1 action girl. And the props, the set design, everything about this movie was absolutely fantastic. And on top of how it represents how women, you know, are being projected into the limelight, absolutely amazing. So the shout out to the casting director for the full casting crew, set design, cinematographers, which was absolutely stunning from what we saw. Wardrobe, all of that. This, you know, set design, I mean, the lighting alone is just magnificent on this film, you know. So, you know, you had a feel that was just so retro. I loved it. So I'm going to give this a 5-star all around with a jump and a kick and a punch with this one, because this is something that is so girl power that, you know, but not overdone. So good. So good. The fight sequences, so good. So please go out and see this movie. If you got to go somewhere to see it, great. If you want to see it in big theater, even better. But if you want to see it at home via Netflix, do that thing and make sure you get to see Gunpowder Milkshake. And I'm so glad to see Angela Bassett as looking as amazing as she is. I'm just wishing to be like her. You know what I'm saying? Well, aren't we all? Because she doesn't age, and she's still around here kicking butt. Okay? So, anyway, make sure you go see Gunpowder Milkshake and you know, try not to jump out of your chair and scream at the TV, because a television set or a movie screen is going to be nuts. So this is all for Cleo's Movie Review every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. At 10 p.m. are Monday Movie Classics, and we'll watch those in the evening. So until next time, people, I want you to simply do what? And that is be great.